Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode, we return to the series that started a couple of weeks ago with the courage of contentment, which moved into the vulnerability of gratitude, and now the paradox of patience, where we re-explore both of those ideas of contentment and gratitude, and now with the element of patience, and how all of these qualities are so essential for really being present for those precious moments of our lives, making the most of them and enjoying them to the fullest. I hope you do enjoy this episode. Ooh, here we go. Hey, you guys, I am back. I've been out of town and not in a place to be able to do this, but now I'm back. You're getting the morning coffee breath special. This morning, I wanted to share some of my own thought process about patience and contentment. Both, ironically, qualities. Hey, Vernon. I'm talking about patience and contentment this morning. And ironically, I think these are both qualities that and experiences that we have a resistance to. We don't want to be patient. We want it now, you know? But that we are also palpably aware of our need and desire for. I think a lot of us know that contentment is a key to not only happiness and joy and experiencing the richness of life, but it's also a key to eliminating regret, you know, because life evolves, things change, people pass away, children grow up, jobs change, we move, all these things in life are transitional. And if we have at least been content and appreciated what we had while we had it, at least we don't have the mourning, the regret of having not appreciated something while we had it, you know? But again, that said, we have incredible resistance to these things, you know? And so I was thinking about some things in the Baha'i teachings this morning relevant to it, and this book in particular, The Seven Valleys, that I have a show on, which neither of you have seen yet, but two things. This book talks about the soul's spiritual development and these seven stages or valleys that the soul goes through. And the first valley is search. And what gets us through this valley, according to this book, is patience. And it is said that without patience, we, the seeker, will reach nowhere and attain no goal, which is so fascinating because impatience masks itself as something that will speed things along. You know, if we're standing in a long line and we're sort of harumphing and that sort of thing, we're thinking that attitude of resistance will speed things along, and it usually doesn't at all. So it's interesting to consider that patience is actually needed to move forward. Impatience is more like a digging in of heels. And likewise, contentment. Contentment is actually a stage in this book. It's one of the valleys. I believe it's the fifth valley. And it's described in very relatable ways. Like, it just sounds like what most of us associate with contentment, just being peaceful and happy with whatever flows and whatever happens. And I find it really fascinating because I think part of our fear and resistance of contentment is that we think that there will be no growth. We think that if we are content, then nothing in life will evolve, we won't grow, we'll never progress in our careers or our fitness or whatever it is. Like, we're afraid that if we're just sitting in lotus on a mountaintop, that just nothing will happen. And we want to grow. We're organic parts of this universe, and we're like compelled to grow. But interestingly, the Valley of Contentment in this book is not the end. This is not the ultimate destination of our development. It is a stage. And my understanding and what I'm thinking about today is how it is perhaps a stage that without passing through, we actually can't get anywhere. That contentment unlocks larger possibilities. So that's my deep thought for the day. Good luck to all of us in practicing this, but as something to consider and think about and see what happens when we actively try to develop our patience and contentment, trusting that it doesn't mean that that's the limit to our experience or capacity. All right, you guys, well, have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining me. Hey, podcast listener, thanks for taking that deep dive with me. As always, I love hearing from you. Feel free to send a voice memo through Anchor or send me a message through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. And if you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to consider becoming a sponsor at whatever level works for you on my Patreon page. Patreon is a place to support the ongoing work of a creator, and I offer an ongoing art class series as well as opportunities to collaborate with my art and my content, and you become a part of everything that I create and put into the world, and it means so much to me. Membership starts at only $3 a month, and I would love it if you would check out patreon.com/JacquelineClaireArt. And until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place.